But Tanner, we're cheering for you tonight. Your fans were right behind you in that ninth inning. You're put in that situation to save the ball game, a crazy ball game going back and forth with momentum. What did it feel like to be out there and get the job done in the ninth?
Man, it's awesome. I've always, like, everybody dreams of being in that position, and especially with the fans and all the kids screaming, it's such a blessing, and it's just so fun.
Yeah. So. You're taking on a Regina team. What did you know about them going into the ninth inning? I mean, you've played them twice. You saw them last night. Did that help at all?
Yeah, I mean, they're a solid team. I know my defense got my back. I know our hitters will find a way to score runs, and that's what they did tonight. So, you know, two good teams going at it, but we just came up on top today. So
that's a high leverage situation, they say nowadays. That's the new lingo, is it's a high leverage situation. Being called on with a close ball game, whether it be the sixth, seventh, eighth, or ninth innings. Tonight it was the ninth for you. You got to be nice to have Joe Carnahan and Ryan Ulchaway's confidence in you to be able to be in that situation.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the coaches are so, you know, so good to us. They give us enough rest. They make sure we're staying healthy, make sure we're eating right, working out. But, yeah, just to have their trust means everything to me. So I'm just glad I can go out there and just perform and play freely.
What do you bring to the table? What's the repertoire that Tanner Hosek brings to the table with his pitches?
You know, I just try to put the ball in the zone and, you know, let my defense work. And if it strikes them out, it strikes them out. But let the defense play. We got really good guys all around, infield, outfield. Our catcher, Balin, today, phenomenal. I mean, if you just let the defense work, you'll get outs. So that's what I just rely on. I rely on my defense. I just, you know, throw the ball in the zone and let them make some plays.
Fastball, what does it top out at?
Topped out at 94.
Okay. And what else do you throw besides fastball?
I throw a slider, a cutter, and a changeup.
Okay, so the cutter is going to be something that's going to break just a little bit, but it's designed to maybe throw off the timing a little bit, maybe throw off the plane a little bit of what their swing plane is.
Yeah, correct. Just, you know, cuts a little bit rather than a fastball that rises up. So if you can just get under that bat a little bit, you'll get some swings and misses. So.
How did you end up in Saskatoon?
So Joe called my coach back at Omaha, Nebraska, and my coach was like, hey, I got a couple guys, and me, Michael Saul, and Cooper Westland. He said, hey, we got a spot up for you in Canada if you want to go. And right away I was like, yep, let's go. Let's do it. Not knowing anything about the whole country, not knowing anything about Saskatoon, but I'm so glad I'm where I'm at.
Did you have to go look at a map and say, where the heck is this? Or you go online to figure out where this place is?
Yeah, I did. I was like, I even looked up pictures of the city and everything, and I was like, all right, let's do it.
What do you think?
I like it. You know, everybody's so nice up here. The fans for the Berries are phenomenal. Everybody just, you know, it's just like a family here. You know, everybody is just all together and just here for one thing, to have fun and play some baseball. So I'm glad I'm here.
Good. Tanner, congratulations. We're glad to have you here as well, especially after a performance like tonight. Wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you very much.